Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon. I love. You love.
I love it.
Watermelon.
Yes. It's almost the perfect food, really, isn't it?
It's just so very, very good. And I'm amazed that I managed to shoehorn that kid's song into the intro. We're talking watermelon today.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk watermelon in a salad, Yumi.
Oh, I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your very watery 5-minute food fix.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Watermelon, mango, these are all the wonderful, gorgeous things that I have totally fallen in love with since moving to Australia, Yumi. I was just so used to having really bad versions of these tropical fruits in the UK that I didn't realise how good they could be.
That's so good to hear. That makes me feel happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're very, 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 very good indeed. I love eating watermelon now with the kids. Mm. It's such an easy thing to give them.
Yeah.
And we've talked about a way to make it into this amazing cake for them later down the line.
Yeah.
Which is great. But I also really like to eat it not as a dessert, Yumi. So okay. To kind of try and bring it into more of my meals.
So it's not just the thing that you serve, say, after you've been to the beach and you got home and you need something quick.
It does a great job then, and yep. It does just a great job transported to the beach in its containers, right? It's
yes.
Brilliant. But no, it has a life on the table at lunch. It has a life on the table for dinner. You know, it can do a lot of things.
So you're going to talk us through a salad.
I am.
It is a fancy thing to have for a salad, isn't it?
Look, it feels it, but really when you think about it, it's just
pretty simple.
Just a bit of watermelon, isn't it? So, I mean, like there's a very famous kind of Greek salad, which is just watermelon and feta. And black olives.
And onion?
The onion, yes. A bit of red onion. Yeah, look, it's there.
Yeah.
Not as important. Sometimes it's in, sometimes it's out. A bit of herbs, maybe some mint or some parsley. And that literally is kind of about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about a similar salad here.
Okay.
But I'm, for once, going to take out that favourite ingredient of mine. I'm going to take out the feta.
But everything is better with feta, according to you, Simon.
So glad that sunk in. Yeah, look, pretty much everything is better with feta. And this salad is still incredible with feta.
Yeah.
But I think it can be really nice too with a different type of cheese that introduces a little bit of a kind of textural contrast, but also a temperature contrast for me.
Yep.
So I'm going to introduce a kind of crispy paneer into this salad.
Paneer. So
tell us
about
paneer.
Paneer is relatively new to my palate. It's like a feta in texture, but less salty.
Yeah, it's quite similar to a feta. It's less salty. It's more compacted, and it takes well to cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can cook it up, and you can get it really crispy, a bit like halloumi, you know, cooks up really nicely. But the paneer actually goes super, super crispy. So it will introduce this really lovely textural contrast to this salad, but it's a little bit salty too. It's quite similar to feta in that regard. Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good. So in this case, I'm going to start with a packet of paneer, which I drain, and I would introduce to my box grater and coarsely grate.
So you're not frying in cubes.
No, I'm shredding it all up. I know, it's crazy. It also works actually really well with halloumi too in lots of dishes.
Okay.
So if you wanted to introduce that to like frittatas and bits and pieces with halloumi, that works really well too.
Yep.
But here you coarsely grate the paneer. You heat a tablespoon or two of oil in a frying pan over a medium heat, and then you add that paneer and you fry it, stirring it for 3 to 4 minutes until it goes a this lovely orangey gold colour. All over. Whip it out.
What?
Drain it on a bit of kitchen paper.
So it's a bit greasy at the moment.
Yeah, so you drain it on the kitchen paper to get rid of that excess oil. And then you'll find as it's kind of cooling down, it's going to get really lovely and crispy, even more crispy as it's cooling.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is great. While that paneer is cooling, get your watermelon flesh. You're going to need about 700 grams of watermelon, which is quite a lot, but we're serving about 6 people here.
Okay, yep.
And you're going to scoop out the flesh and you're going to chop it into chunks. get rid of the peel, get rid of the pips. You obviously don't want to eat those. Thinly slice up one red onion and pick some mint and coriander leaves off a bunch. You know, you don't want the stalks, you just want the leaves.
Yep.
And you throw those in all into a bowl, add some olives, maybe squeeze out the pits. I like those semi-dried Kalamata
olives.
The
wrinkly ones?
The wrinkly ones. This is a use for them here. Oh, you want that
they're
saltiness.
So good and weird.
Yeah, I really like them because they also keep forever in my fridge, which is great too. And they kind of bring that extra intensity here, which you want against that watermelon.
And they're fancier.
They're
fancier.
So this is veering towards kind of evening dinner party territory.
Yeah.
So you put those in there too, squeeze them out, maybe about 20 of those, and tear the flesh out into little bits. You don't want them whole because they're quite a mouthful on their own, aren't they?
Mm.
Then just throw everything into a bowl, including that crispy paneer. Give it all a toss together, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil on top, seasoned with black pepper, and that's it. You've got this bowl of kind of juicy, gorgeous, delicious herbiness, lovely, beautiful summery flavours, loads of crispiness from that paneer, loads of lovely sweetness from the watermelon flesh. You've got this gorgeous thing, beautiful with a chilled glass of white wine, lovely with a cold ginger beer.
Does it survive to the next day?
No. This needs eating there and then, Yumi.
Okay, that's always a criteria. I always want to know if I've got work lunch or something. No,
this won't make it to work lunch. You'll be lucky if this makes it past your main course because you will hoover it up.
Yeah.
You know? So you don't need to worry.
Yeah, this show could be called Hoover It Up.
It could. I don't think we'd be going for as long as we have been if it was, but it could be called Hoover It Up, yes.
Look for our feed. It's called Hoover It Up on Instagram. It's really not. It's called 5 Minute Food Fix and we're also on TikTok.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.